Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about the power of your soul. You know, there's a lot of hypnotists out there who really do nothing with the soul. They don't really believe in the higher consciousness as such. They deal with the unconscious mind, which is the part of the mind that takes things quite literally. And if you think about young children, 0 to 7, 8, 9 years old, they don't really know how to reason things out too well. They can't really rationalize things. And they don't really know how to judge things very well. They haven't mentally developed enough to be able to do those things. And this is similar to your unconscious mind because they are actually acting out of their unconscious mind. We as hypnotists use the unconscious mind to help people to overcome those situations, thoughts, behaviors that are creating great problems in their lives. That being said, there's something called the superconscious or higher conscious mind as well, and this is really your connection to the divine. I use the connection to the divine to help my clients get their unconscious mind, the protective defense mechanism that was created at some point earlier in their lives to help them stay away from problems that were problems back then, out of the way. Because the bottom line is, if the defense mechanism of the unconscious mind is doing its job really well, it may very well become nigh impossible to get a person to really make the changes necessary. Because what we really want is we want the unconscious mind and the conscious mind working together. So if you follow me here, the higher conscious or superconscious mind, being your connection to the divine, allows us to get the unconscious mind out of the way so that we can actually do the change work in the superconscious mind. This is really helpful when we are dealing with really difficult situations that the unconscious mind feels very strongly about, to put it lightly. I have some clients who, if I don't put them up in their higher conscious or superconscious mind, can't get the change results. So that's the importance of it. With that in mind, this particular episode is going to talk about our soul, and I'm going to base it on the different teachings of the ancient spiritual practices through the years, because this is very important stuff I find very intriguing and very important in my own life as a person who synthesizes a lot of material. And I really do integrate a lot of this profound learning into my work with my clients. So here we go. In the 20th century, and for centuries before, we always dealt with this idea of mind over matter. We used it in terms of a vital role in healing, rejuvenation, and life's transformation. However, we're really headed into a new era. At least this is what a lot of the spiritual people of these days are saying. And this new era is called the soul light era, L-I-G-H-T, era, E-R-A, where we have soul over matter. And it's going to play a vital role to heal, rejuvenate, and transform all life. Every soul has its own frequency and power. If you think back to the teachings of Jesus, he had miraculous healing power. We've had many heart-touching stories of lives that people like Mother Mary's love created in the stories from the Christian Bible. And really in all of the world's great religions and spiritual traditions, including Buddhism, Taoism, Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, Islam, and others share similar accounts of the great spiritual healing and blessing power. Every soul has its own standing, a spiritual standing or a soul standing, and it has countless layers. The top decision maker is what we call the divine, and when I work with my people, I always ask them what they consider their divine. Interestingly, none of them have really called it the divine. They call it Jesus or God or the universe or the creator. In any case, I know from the Abrahamic religions, of which Judaism is one, the whole concept is that we are one of the 7 billion pieces that make up Abraham. That is the belief, the Kabbalistic belief and the Jewish belief, for those who get more into the deeper teachings. As a result of that, we are each of the Creator. It's really understood as we all have the Buddha in us, we all have the Christ in us, we all have God in us. We are all not just children of God, but made of God. And what that means is that we all have a purpose for being here. And a really large part of what I envision my work to be is setting souls free to live their purpose on purpose. That would be the soul of all the people that come and work with me. The reason to do that is to be a servant for the divine. As we would say in Kabbalah, it would be to be a channel for the Creator's work. We are the creatures of the Creator, and we're here to do the Creator's work through our education, interest, and talents. Interestingly enough, in different traditions, they have different understandings of how people need to get their learnings. If one offers a little service, one receives a little blessing from the universe. If one offers more service, one receives more blessings. If one offers unconditional service, one receives unlimited blessing. There is also another kind of service, which is the unpleasant service, which includes killing, harming, taking advantage of others, cheating, stealing, complaining, and more things. If one offers a little unpleasant service, one learns little lessons from the universe. If one offers more unpleasant service, one learns more lessons. And if one offers huge unpleasant service, well, one is going to learn huge lessons. Lessons include things such as learning from sickness, being prone to accidents, having a lot of injuries, dealing with financial challenges, experiencing broken relationships, experiencing emotional imbalances, mental confusion, and generally any kind of disorder that one would have in life. So what we need to understand is that for us to be able to move on in our lives, we need to be aligned with why we're here. We need to be aligned with being centered and grounded. And what I mean by that is that if you're experiencing a lot of accidents and you don't know why, there's some emotional imbalance going on in your world. Maybe you're unhappy or distressed. Maybe you're in a poor marital relationship, or maybe your kids are making you crazy, or maybe you have a boss that's a pain in the ass. Maybe you have coworkers you don't get along with. I don't know. But somewhere in your life, you're being distressed enough to have these accidents. If you're a person who's getting ill all the time, it means that you're under a lot of stress. Your cortisol levels are up, and your body is not able to handle it. If it gets totally out of whack, you can have adrenal fatigue, where you're going to feel really tired a lot of the time, and sometimes you end up getting even worse sicknesses, like immune deficiency problems or immune dysfunction problems, where your body is basically no longer able to do the job it's supposed to do, like with rheumatoid arthritis, for example. In really bad cases, cancer develops. There's so many ways that our bodies let us know that we are not doing what we need to do here. By bringing stress, bringing illness, bringing financial challenges into our worlds. And until we wake up and get conscious and really start focusing on healing ourselves, in the physical realm, in the emotional realm, in the mental realm, and in the spiritual realm, these things are going to continue to happen. Your job as a person on this planet Earth is to heal these issues in your life so you can do the Creator's work. And when you are healed, because the only healers that matter are the healed healers, in my estimation. Wounded healers just create more wounding. Sorry, folks. You want to run as far away from anybody who's a wounded healer, and if they sit there and they say, oh, I'm a wounded healer, that is a person you do not want to be healed by because they don't know how to heal themselves, which means they will most likely not be able to heal you, and they won't be able to project their stuff onto you, which is going to make your life miserable. So run away from them. You want people who have overcome their challenges and gotten healthy and well and balanced and financially secure. So, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to really listen to your body. If it's feeling in distress in any way, shape, or form, if you have aches and pains, accidents, illness, any of this thing that's happening, get in touch with what's going on in your world. Are there people who are overrunning your boundaries? Be it family, coworkers, friends even, you know? A lot of people have friends that aren't that good of friends. A lot of people have friends that use and abuse them. A lot of people have lovers, relationships with primary people in their lives who don't know how to respect and love them. In fact, the relationships are more like a war zone than lovingness. Love doesn't hurt. Love works in a symbiotic way for healing journey. You work together to heal each other's issues. You're attracted to someone who is your shadow self, meaning that those things that you need to heal are those things you're going to find in your spouse or in your partner. And to the degree that you're able to heal those things is the degree that you're going to be happy and healthy and even wealthy. If you're finding that you are mentally fuzzy and you can't think straight and you can't remember things like you used to, again, start thinking about what is going on in your life. What are the challenges that you're not dealing with? What are the nightmares that you're having when you go to sleep at night? What are those negative thoughts that are going through your head during the day that maybe you are forming some kind of addiction to not deal with, be it substance abuse or shopping addictions or sex addiction or gambling addiction? I don't care what kind of addiction it is. If you're doing something to get yourself out of your here and your now so that you don't have to contend with things, there's something going on that you need to attend to. And spiritually wise, again, you know, it's not about being religious. It's about being the best person you know how to be so you can bring love and generosity and consideration and trust and inspiration to other people so that those people can then be the best that they know how to be. And through doing that, they can inspire other people to be the best people they can be. And that's the way it needs to work. So, all of these spiritual teachings are all about being able to look inside yourself and be honest and true with who you are as a person and how you are acting both toward yourself, because we're worse toward ourselves than we are to the people out in the world, by and large, sadly enough. And getting those negative thoughts into positive thoughts. And one exercise you can do every time you hear a negative thought in your head, you can say, thank you, I heard you, you can go away now. And then concentrate on something that you're grateful for. You can tell yourself that you're going to get great gifts and some kind of financial something coming into your world every day. Man, I heard this the other day from somewhere. I listen to so many webinars and teleseminars and podcasts. I can't even tell you where I got it. But I really love this because what I found is when I think in the morning, every day that I'm going to have some gift or some financial something coming my way, I want you to know for the last 2 weeks, every day, some gift has come along in my life. Be it someone taking me out to lunch or breakfast or getting some kind of refund on something or getting some kind of payment or some kind of discount. It's been kind of cool, actually. I got a gift in the mail from my good friend that I wasn't expecting at all back in Somerville, Mass. We talked about a year ago, so that was a really nice gift that I received yesterday. Tomorrow I'm going out to breakfast, and I'm going to an event where there's going to be a really nice lunch. And then on Thursday, my landlady's taking me out for lunch because I planted her flowers for her. And it just goes on like that. It's really quite beautiful. So say that to yourself every day. You don't have to say it once in the morning. Every day, gifts and money come to me easily and effortlessly. And you'll be surprised how it will show up in your world. Once you feel healed, it is then time for you to offer healing and blessing to others. And you can do that in any way that feels right to you. It could be about doing something with people. I was just talking to a gentleman that I'm going to be meeting for breakfast tomorrow who had heart problems when he was a kid. And he spent a lot of time in the hospital. Now he's retired and he volunteers over at Torrance Memorial Hospital doing all kinds of cool stuff that needs to be done, like wheeling people to their appointments or making sure there's crackers and stuff out in certain areas and making sure that the areas are clean and just being supportive of the people who are there getting work done. Doesn't have to be big stuff, folks. And trust me, he gets a lot back in return for being there. He loves it. If you know someone's going through a hard time, be there. You can ask them straight up, like, you'd like to be given some suggestions in terms of how to get some help through the issue, or you're just looking to vent because you're just pissed off and you need to vent. People need different things at different times, and you don't want to mix that up, especially with a woman out there. Sometimes men, they just want to vent. Right, woman? It's the way it is. They don't always want their problems solved. Sometimes they just want to be pissed off, and that's okay. As long as they get out of the system and they're able to turn it around and move on to better things. Just remember, as the Kabbalists say, it's your job to cleave to the Creator. You cleave to the Creator by doing well and doing good, first for yourself and then with others. And if you do that, you'll have a wonderful life, regardless of anything else that's happening. Because another thing the Kabbalists teach, and I really love this teaching, I wish I was a little bit better at it at times. However, I'm only human, right? But what they say is that you can have chaos going around all over, all around you, and still be grounded and at peace. As long as you know that you're being the best you that you can be. And you're sharing what you have, sharing your blessings, and be feeling your blessings. So keep these ideas in your mind at all times. And that's it. I thank you again for being here with me. Until next time. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.